You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Incorporated, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Fabulous today. Wow. That's pretty big.
Our guest today is Brian Turan with Mold Stoppers Indiana. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good.
Great.
You have your cohort, Paul Erstein, has been on before. But
correct,
you have not. He threw you under the bus.
He did a little bit.
Get out all the hazing.
Yes, we're going to haze you now.
We're going to ask you questions that you cannot answer.
All right.
That's not true. No. So, like I said, Brian, or Brian, whoever it is.
There's two Brians here. It'll be really confusing now.
Paul has been on before, and he's talked a little bit about Mold Stoppers. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Mold Stoppers is? I mean, it sounds pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty straight up. You know, we stop mold.
No. Stop it from what?
Exactly, from where?
No. We use very green company. That's what we are. Mold Stoppers, based in North Carolina. Corporate is there. We're actually located in Indiana. We service pretty much all of Indiana. We don't really go past Muncie. You know, unless it's something that's real life-threatening, we'll usually go pretty far south. Mm-hmm. There is an LLC in Kentucky, so he takes most of southern Indiana stuff, so we don't go any farther than an hour south of of here. So we got started back in 2004. Mm-hmm. Two guys in corporate America said, "Nah, we're done with corporate America. We're going to see if we can start our own company." So they started Mold Stoppers.
And yeah. Work with mold.
Work with mold. Yeah, that's the great thing to do. So
yeah, I don't know. Sounds kind of strange to me.
Sounds like a bad science experiment.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about mold.
Mold. All right.
So I know just enough to probably be dangerous about mold. One is that it comes from water.
Moisture. Moisture.
It has to have food.
It does.
Which can be drywall.
Yeah, drywall.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Wood. Anything, wood. Really, right?
Anything, yeah. Really. Anything that's cellulose.
Cellulose.
There we go. See? Cellulose. Big cellulose. Word.
Big word.
Yeah.
That's right. So anything, and so what, I guess, give me a typical situation.
Typical situation is a crawl space.
Okay. Sure.
Crawl spaces are our biggest typical situation. We do more crawl spaces than anybody could ever imagine.
And what do you do to a crawl space?
Man, well, we call them the moles. It's about three guys. Actually, it's two guys, one girl. They go down there. They're the moles. They stay down in a crawl space for 7 hours a day, and they clean out plastic that's been there, and then they put new plastic down. That's the last thing they do. But we get in there. We spray what we have to spray. It's called Shockwave is what we use.
Mm-hmm.
They get in there and they'll scrub off all the mold off all of the joists. Mm-hmm. We will put vapor barrier down so the issue will no longer be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much how a day goes in the life of a quote-unquote mole.
Yeah.
I would not want that job.
I was going to say, it sounds like a real mole.
Yeah.
I don't know. So when people call you, are they usually calling you because they're recommended to call you, or is it because maybe they went down under their house finally and saw that there was this black or white stuff?
There's some biological growth.
There
yes,
we go.
Yes,
there
that's
we
the
go.
Keyword, biological growth.
Is it because they started smelling mustiness in their house?
80% of 80% of what we do actually comes from referrals.
Mm-hmm.
From home inspectors,
right.
From
okay.
people trying to sell their house.
Yep. Realtors.
And realtors.
Yeah. Yep.
Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of business with realtors and realtors keep calling because I like when they call.
Guaranteed business.
Guaranteed business all the time. You gotta sell your house, you have fungal activity, you're not gonna sell your house. So
absolutely.
you can take care of it or you don't. And you stay with your house for the rest of your life.
Well, and I think people, one of the things that I have always been intrigued with or when Paul's been on in the past, is that people don't realize sometimes that the reason they're sick, it is allergies, but it's right. an allergy. They seem to always happen during the wet times.
Yeah.
So
weird,
like
isn't
the
it?
Spring. Gee, that's when maybe imagine. There's something growing under
yes.
your house or in
yes.
your walls or.
Exactly.
And I want to say that you also just don't do stuff that's under the house.
No.
If people see mold activity inside the house, in the bathroom or a laundry room,
yeah.
things like that, you can help eradicate that
we
as
do.
Well.
We do a lot of basements,
sure.
a lot of basements and drywall cutouts. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of bathrooms where it's moist.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
moist. So you have a lot of water always,
mm-hmm.
Anywhere. I mean, we will do top to bottom houses.
And I think one of the things that people need to realize is that when, say they've had a pipe burst,
mm-hmm.
like over this winter,
oh,
there
yeah.
were a lot of
yes.
bursting pipes when it was cold, and water came in,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may think you dried it all out.
Right. Oh,
but
yeah.
you're not sure that you did
no.
because drywall is dry when
drywall.
It starts out. But when water is introduced, it becomes wet.
Exactly. It's
and
gypsum.
It holds moisture
it holds
for
moisture.
A long, long time.
It does. And water is like, I mean, water is, I guess, like human beings. It's going to go where
mm-hmm.
path of least resistance.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you could have a water leak in your top floor and then all of a sudden you have mold in your basement.
Right.
Right.
How did this happen?
Exactly.
You know, it's pretty cool though.
For you.
Yeah, for me.
I was just going to say,
me.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
so they can call and you can come and give them an assessment
free
and
estimates.
Say this. Oh,
yeah.
free
investigations.
There it is. Free.
Free.
Yeah.
Free. Free. Free.
Well, I think the one thing that happens, though, that I see that people do is that they're doing a home remodel. They pull out, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
remodeling in the kitchen or the bathroom, and then they find mold. They're like, oh, you know, I can take care of this myself. I'll cut this off and I'll spray bleach on it.
Yep.
And it's like, no, you probably shouldn't do that. You should probably
no.
have someone look at it.
Bleach mm-hmm. is 98% water.
Yeah.
2%
mm-hmm.
chlorine. You're not going to kill any mold with
yep.
bleach.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to turn
you're
it a different
clean
color.
It.
Yeah. yeah. You'll make it white.
yeah. Yeah. Bleach will kill mold on countertops.
Right.
And anything that's not porous.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're trying to kill mold on wood.
Yeah.
It's bleach is not what you need to use.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because I think people do think that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're stopping it. Right there, that you might be killing some of the ones that are right there alive,
right?
But it's not going to make it go away.
No, you've actually watered the problem.
That's what I was, yeah.
You've
mm-hmm.
actually watered the problem, you actually gave it food.
You
know,
you fed the mold.
You fed
you're
the
welcome.
Mold. I mean, mom said bleach kills everything, she always did.
Yeah,
I mean, bleach will kill everything, no,
kills germs.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a different thing, different thing.
But mold, and I think mold has changed.
Yeah.
It's adapted to environment. I mean, we didn't hear this kind of thing years and years and years
no.
ago. Of course, people really didn't realize the effects, especially of like the black mold
yeah.
and things like that, that it could cause cancers and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. But, I mean, I think like many things, it's become more resistant
mm-hmm.
to different things and it can live longer.
Right.
And so
oh,
you need a professional that's going to come in and know
exactly
how to eradicate the problem.
Exactly.
And sometimes that means removing pieces of wood or drywall or
mm-hmm.
Your entire bathroom.
the entire subfloor,
yeah.
which
yeah.
can happen, especially
yes.
in an older house
yes.
with mm-hmm. leaky pipes. People don't realize how much a little itty-bitty leak, what kind of damage
oh
it can
yes.
do over years if you
oh,
don't
yeah.
catch it. So you should be checking all your pipes
mm-hmm.
and making sure that things are
go into your crawl space.
Sealed up. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is, oh. You know those areas you don't like to go in your house?
I'm finding a
crawl
mole
spaces?
To send in there. I'm yeah. not going in myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Send one of your kids. No.
Yeah, yeah they'll go.
they love small dark
the
places.
The video camera. I love it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody's got one of those Go cameras now.
Yeah.
Those GoPros things.
GoPros,
yeah.
Just walk around in there. You'll find something.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I think the other thing is you probably see this a lot. Is that, you know, 20 years ago, you didn't treat crawl spaces.
No,
you
right.
left
oh,
them,
yeah.
as a matter of fact, you made sure they were vented.
Yes.
That's
right, yeah.
And that
5
was,
years ago, you didn't condition a crawl space.
And so, yeah, anything, if you have a house that's 5 years or older and you have a crawl space, you might want to look in there.
Yes,
you haven't been
you
in there in a while.
Yes, you do, especially if you don't close your vents in the winter
mm-hmm.
and then open them back up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
More
absolutely.
Moisture. Just putting moisture downstairs.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Brian Turan with Mold Stoppers Indiana.